Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, y'all.
And happy Clown Week.
Put on your red noses. Put on your big smile.
Get it. Put that red all over your face. Yep. Do the whole thing. It's a clown week. I am wearing a British Invasion t-shirt because we have the Liverpool and London shows looming. And there are all kinds of rumors swirling, of course, you know, clowning about either Reputation or debut or like, a you know, something happening. And we'll get into that.
Right.
But before that, what's going on, Jay? How are you?
Good.
I'm feeling good today.
Yeah, we had a fun weekend.
We did have a fun weekend. Yeah. We saw how do you say Hozier? I've been saying Hozier.
I say Hozier.
People are saying Hozier as well.
I'm pretty sure it's Hozier.
Probably that. I have a hard time with the z's and the z's.
I get that.
I never know when is right.
Hozier. But so I feel like people used to call him Hozier, but now it's Hozier.
Now it's Hozier. Yeah. So we saw him on Friday at Forest Hills, and what a lovely night.
And it was amazing.
Fantastic time. Yeah. He is so talented.
So talented.
I saw him for the first time last year in like the fall with Tommy and Noah. So random. Yeah. We were like, I think Noah had tickets and was like, do you guys want to come? And so we all went, and I like him, but I wasn't ever like, oh yeah, I gotta get to the concert. Yeah. He is so good that I highly recommend his concert.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're a casual fan, I think that he's just like excellent. And he's got those good songs. He took us to church.
Oh,
he takes his whiskey neat.
Yeah.
Like, it's
my
just.
My girl, Black. No, yeah. He was so good. And he was very funny. And also, like, very windy. So, like, his hair was flowing in the wind.
He looked like Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like,
he really looked like the second coming of Jesus.
It was wild.
And he did like all of my favorite songs. And Noah posted a really funny TikTok of the girl, and she's like, and after each song, he'd just go up to the mic and say, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I can't do an Irish accent.
Thank you very much. That's what it was every time. And he's just so cute. And like, he loves his band so much. And he just like, he's nice to the crowd. And you can just tell he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I was dying. So I was texting my friend about it. And the next day he texted me and was like, how was Irish Jesus last night? And I was like,
that's
perfection,
hilarious.
Transcendent.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good.
And he brought out Lucy Dacus, which was so crazy.
Yeah. And so unexpected.
Yeah,
I didn't even know they were friends.
Yeah.
I'm bringing him up though, because I don't know, I forget if I sent it to you or not. Did you see the story about Hozier and Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran hiding in a bathroom from the cops?
No.
So back, I want to say, however long ago it was a story that they told on BBC.
Okay.
Ed and Taylor told the story. And it was, I think, probably during 1989 era. I think she had short hair. And they were at a party in Mark Ronson's hotel room. And it was like getting too loud and crazy.
Yeah.
So someone called the police. And so Taylor turned around, saw Ed, and was like, we gotta hide. And pulled him into a bathroom. And Hozier was already hiding in there. And so the three of them
were hilarious.
In the bathroom together. So they're friends, which I thought was hilarious.
That's very funny.
And they spoke highly of
him,
obviously.
That her first reaction was like, we gotta hide. Like, that's
right?
Like,
she was like, I didn't know how I would react in a situation like that, but clearly I knew what to do. It was like, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I mean,
which
that's
is so true. Like,
everyone's first reaction.
For sure, it's
hilarious.
That
though.
Sounds like a, it sounds like a, you know, like a high school house party. Like, we gotta go.
Yeah, totally. They're all connected in the like Phoebe Bridgers universe,
and all
you know?
That, and that whole universe.
Yeah, like
which is amazing.
The Sally Rooney, Phoebe Bridgers universe.
What's like, their the universe? What's it? The tree, the coaching tree.
Yeah, it's like
Sally
literally
Rooney,
all. Yeah,
tree.
Yeah.
And so it's great. But yeah, so he brought out Lucy, and she was excellent.
Yeah, fabulous.
And I love Lucy. Like, I might like her the most.
She is her.
I just really like her a lot.
Her music's fabulous. Yeah. Her voice is like so,
so
unique.
Good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Like, it's like I don't even know how to describe it, because it's like almost like sounds like it should be in like a chorus. You know what
it's,
I mean?
It's,
like,
it's like
she sounds
Celtic,
like she's playing.
Almost.
Yeah, like she's playing an instrument. Like with her voice. I don't know. It's so
it's
crazy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's also so talented. And so was happy to see her. Very happy to see her.
Yeah, happy to see one of the boys.
Yeah. It was fabulous. So we had a good time. I spent the whole day yesterday in the park. I got to the park at 1 o'clock and I got home at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
I was just parking it up.
Were you reading or?
I was walking around. I walked everywhere in the park.
Central?
I ran into Noah in the street. He was high as balls. which I'm sure he doesn't want me to say. I don't care. But so, but I was looking at, you know, I have my ring or whatever. And I exceeded my workout goal, walking goal by 150%. That made me feel good.
Hell yeah, good for you.
And you know me, just walking in the nice weather.
Yeah. What did I do yesterday? I walked a little bit. I did some shopping, which I should not have done.
Ooh, what'd you get though?
Just a couple new tops. Because I just needed new summer tops.
Listen, everybody needs a couple new summer tops, okay? I have some summer tops on the way, and they're like taking forever to get here. So I'm really like in the dregs of my clothes right now.
Yeah, like.
Because I hate everything I own.
I hate everything. And
even the stuff I had last year, I pull it out. I'm like, gross. I wore 100 times last year. I can't wear it. Possibly wear it again.
And I find that a lot of my like going out tops are like long sleeves. So I'm like, I need some short sleeves.
Gotta have some
going
short
out tops.
Gotta have some.
So I did that. I also went to Grace and Caroline's show on Saturday night.
How was it?
Grace
how was
O'Malley
it?
And Caroline Banowitz, yeah, they both work here. Obviously, if you guys don't know who those people are, Caroline did an hour at City Winery, and Grace opened for her as well as two other people opened for Caroline, and it was fabulous.
Excellent.
Caroline and Grace. Crushed. They're both just so funny.
I'm so proud of them. I'm glad that they
to do an hour is really hard.
So hard. Yeah, it's so hard. Well, it's like us doing a podcast. You know what I mean? It's like an hour goes by, but by the end of the hour, you can feel the hour. Like, oh God, I'm sitting hearing myself. Especially like if you're doing it by yourself.
Exactly.
I'm so proud of them for sticking to it and just like grinding all the time. I feel like they're just always doing shows.
Yeah, me and Grace were like supposed to get drinks before. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I'm actually going to go to like a couple open mics and like test out my jokes.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, like, hell yeah. Like, okay, this
hell
is like
yeah.
legit.
No, for real. Like,
yeah.
That's so
well, she's opening for fucking Whitney Cummings soon. Yep. So like, I totally get it.
Which is going to be insane. Keep your eyes peeled for tickets for that. Because that's
because
be
you're
going
to be in for a treat. And I think Bethany Frankel is somewhat
too.
Involved.
So random.
Yeah,
she's
going to
show up and cause a ruckus, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Like she does.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
But that was super fun. And then,
good.
Yeah.
Did you end up by yourself? Or did you?
Yeah, I went by myself. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
But
kind of nice though, right? To kind of show up like whenever I go somewhere by myself or do something that normally I would like go with people, I always feel like very adult and very confident. I'm like, you
I
know
felt
what?
Like the mysterious girl, like,
yeah.
Ooh, she's here by herself.
Yeah.
But then
like,
one of the guys
you?
Called out someone in the crowd for being by themselves. He's like, who the fuck goes to a comedy show like by themselves?
Rude.
Blah, blah, blah. And I was sitting there like, yeah,
that's
who
rude.
Does that? What the fuck?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, that's rude and he's wrong. Yeah. You should be able to go. You can go to anything by yourself.
Yeah,
it's nice.
These
I
girls.
Comedy show's good. Movies are good.
Yeah, yeah. Movies I much prefer
course,
to go by myself.
Me too.
But these girls that were friends with Grace, I actually met one of them in the office very briefly. They came and sat with me and they were really nice.
Fab. Love
and then
that.
We all went out together. Ooh. Went to this fun bar in like Chelsea area and
called
what?
That's my old house.
The Tippler?
The Tippler. Oh, you know what? That used to be a different bar.
Do you know
bar.
The Tippler?
Yeah, I do. It used to be a different bar that was equally fun.
It was actually so fun. Yeah. I was like, the Tippler is like
pops
the
off.
New hot spot.
No, it's a great spot. It used to be, I have to make sure. I think it used to be called Worth Wild. And then, the Tippler. Let me look up and make sure.
There's a restaurant in Chelsea called Worth Wild. It's actually
is
really
it still
good.
There?
Yeah.
That one moved. Oh, no. I was thinking of a different place, but I do know the Tippler too.
Yeah.
And it's fabulous. A fabulous little spot.
Yeah. Good spot.
I love Chelsea. I miss it sometimes. You know?
It's a great area.
It's a good area. It's
oh,
and
you know what
bustle,
someone said?
You know?
I met this girl who's so nice and she's British.
Ooh.
And I told her that I lived in Chelsea and she goes, oh my gosh, how chic. And I was like,
perfect.
Do you think I'm
oh
chic?
My god. Yeah. When I lived in Chelsea, the first thing I would tell people was, oh yeah, I live in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Like that was my favorite thing to tell
people.
She was
like, how chic. I was like, oh my god, is it chic to live in Chelsea? Like, I don't think so, but like now it is.
I think it used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And people that live there now don't think
now
it,
it's not
but, like,
chic.
Word hasn't reached the rest of the world that it's like not that chic anymore.
Thank god. Okay.
It's still chic. We can still say it's chic.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
I think my area is chic.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Where you are is definitely chic. That's probably the only like chic place left. Like, because lower, a little, you know, I used to live on 18th Street and 18th has gotten weird. Like, you know, it's 8th Avenue. 8th
yeah,
Avenue
8th,
is a little
8th,
strange.
Yeah. 8th and 9th. I'm like, what's going on here?
You're like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, like sketchy old movie theater. Like, I mean, it's still working. I don't know.
It's no,
sketchy,
it,
but it is.
It's gone.
Oh,
that
it's
movie
just,
theater. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was like closed.
Wait, are we thinking about the same movie theater?
The one that's like on.
The Sinopolis?
Yeah. No,
yeah.
No, not
oh.
Sinopolis.
Oh.
The other one. There's one on 9th. It's like a.
Oh,
or no, 8th maybe.
I don't know it then.
It's sketchy. There's people just hang around outside.
Yeah,
and
it
do
is.
Drugs.
It is crazy.
So it's just crazy. Oh well, look at us.
Yeah,
look at us having a lovely
eventful.
Monday.
I know. I thought I was gonna have like a pretty chill weekend, but it ended up being pretty fun. So I was excited.
Same.
Yeah.
I didn't get a lick of rest, so I am tired today. So that's the cross to bear. But what are you gonna do? We start the week after some good shit over the weekend,
yeah,
and then
you
just move on. But also happening over the weekend, obviously, were Taylor's Edinburgh shows.
Yeah.
And I just would like to give a quick shout out to Edinburgh. I forget how much I talked about it when I went for New Year's. Did I talk about it?
You talked about it.
And I had such an amazing time in that city. It was so, just so beautiful. The people were nice. The food was good. Like, everything was so nice about it. And Taylor performed 3 shows, right, in there this past weekend. And they pulled out, like, every stop for her. Like, they made a they had, like, a bus going around with TTPD all over it. They were doing stuff at the zoo. They had
The penguins. The penguins with were all friendship wearing friendship bracelets on their wings. So cute. Oh, my God.
And then they had that funny video of the penguin, like, doing the vigilante shit dance.
Yeah, crazy.
Fucking hilarious. And they just were really, like, I was talking to our girl Zenib, who does the Swift NYC Twitter account. And then also, I think she started a TikTok so she could put all of her, or she changed her name on TikTok so it's Taylor Swift related.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, let me look it up because she's good. Let's see, Swift. Oh, man. To be honest, I can't find it. But she posted about it a bunch. So if you go follow her, you can go see her videos.
Yeah.
She went to night 1 and night 3.
Oh, nice.
And she said the city was like, I asked her.
Did they also like decorated like the tram? I don't know what they called the subway, like the tram or something. Whatever their
transport is.
Yeah. Like that was all decorated out. Yeah, they really went full out.
Hold on, let me see what she said. Because I was just like so jealous. Where is she? Where is she in my DMs? Oh, here she is. She said the entire city has turned into magical, whimsical Taylor Swift land, and the castles and cobblestones are just a plus. You'd love it. I'm sitting in a restaurant and Taylor is on repeat. Every store won't play anything else and everyone's dressed in merch.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, I love that.
Can I say that's
kind of... That was like the opposite vibe of Paris.
I was going to say I expected that in Paris. Yeah, right, like, I expected it to be flooding the streets with Swifties and it was not like that.
Because fucking Parisians have stick up their asses.
I know,
they're too cool for Taylor Swift. Like, fuck you. No, you're not.
So dumb. Yeah. But so anybody who had the pleasure of being in
Scotland.
Damn,
that makes me jealous.
I know.
Like being like a little like cottage land.
Yeah. She said some girl like just traded a friendship bracelet with her when she was sitting. Cute. Like just nice stuff. You know? So I'm very jealous but excited for everybody that got to experience it.
And they got insanely good surprise songs.
Insane.
Yeah.
That would say, or I would say, my jealousy extends to that point, and I almost turn angry because it should be me, not them. You know what I mean? Like they,
yeah.
Had,
story of my life, yeah.
They really had some good ones. Let me see if my app will tell me all 3.
Yeah,
at once.
Okay, guys, quick break for one of our favorites, Seed Probiotics. You know it, you love it. We've talked about it on this show multiple times before. Whether you're off to the pool, hiking, or traveling this summer, I'm going to Italy. I'm going. Yeah, I'm going to Zion. I'm gonna need
going to Greece.
Oh, there you go. We're going to need our microbiomes. That's for sure.
Yes, we
the
will.
38 trillion bacteria that live in you and on you, especially your gut, are essential to the whole body health. And Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 capsules a day. This is so huge, like especially when you're traveling. Mm-hmm. You want to bring all your pills and your toiletries. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to pack. It's just they come in like their little set packets, so you just can easily put that in your toiletry bag.
That's the best part. That's
so
the best part.
Easy.
You got them all. You know, you're going for 10 days, you take off 10 or however many you need and you just bring it with. It's throw it in your bag.
Yeah.
So easy.
And also
so
like easy. When you're going to these countries, like you don't really know what's going on in the pharmacies.
Yeah.
There's a language barrier. Yep. So it's really easy, very convenient to bring Seed right with you. Your body is an ecosystem and great whole body health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body and a healthy gut microbiome benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and more. And Seed's patented capsule and capsule designs mean all 24 strains of bacteria survive the journey from shipping to your door and through digestion without synthetic or chemical coatings and no refrigeration needed, which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And with clinical trials and breakthrough research published in top scientific journals, Seed's probiotic research and development makes DS01 a product you can trust. And I personally have been taking Seed probiotics. So like not to brag, but I feel
good?
Like I've been feeling good lately.
Hell yeah.
My
Hell
skin
yeah.
has been to a T.
Your
perfect.
Skin has been popping off lately.
Thanks.
Like you have really good skin. And I think you said that the other day too. You were like, maybe I was on your TikTok. You were like, oh, my skin, like it's so good right now. And I'm like, great. But that was like a week ago. And your skin's still looking great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I can... really benefit to see for that. And also, I just feel like I'm not very constipated anymore, so it's very nice. Seed Slays, and support your gut this summer with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic, and go to seed.com/watch and use code 25watch to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/watch, code 25watch.
A lot of mashups.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we have night one was Woulda, Coulda, Should've and I Know Places mashup on guitar. And then Tis a Damn Season and Daylight.
Yeah.
Night two was All the Girls You Loved Before mashup with Crazier, Hannah Montana. And which is so funny because she was like, if you guys know this, like, this one's kind of a deep cut. So like you get extra points if you know
this.
Yeah,
she was like so excited. Yeah. She was like, I can't believe you guys all know this song.
Everyone knew it.
It's like, obviously we know Crazier Girl. Like that song's a banger.
Exactly. And also, what are we, fakes? Like,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
And then she also did The Bolter and Getaway Car on guitar.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Did you see that video of that? Those people, they were like, oh, like if she doesn't do Getaway Car, then like I want her to do The Bolter. And
then they got
literally
both?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a moment. I was watching these videos. Like, whenever they're over, I'll go back and find the clips of the full performances.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting when she does the switch up and you don't see it coming.
Yeah, yeah.
So the crowd goes
crazy.
Yeah. And I just love it. And then night three, she did on guitar It's Nice to Have a Friend and Dorothea mashed up.
Cute.
And then on piano. Haunted and Exile, which I didn't realize she'd already done that combo before. Everyone was
blowing me
up. She did it in Sydney, I guess. Night three. That's what everybody was saying. And I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither.
Must have missed it somehow. What?
What a combo. Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
And it's another one. Just straight to tears.
I just love hearing the crowd do the Bon Iver's part two. It's always so good.
Me too.
But yeah, I thought it was funny. I don't know if it was just the area that whoever was taking the video was in, but when she started playing It's Nice to Have a Friend, like, it really seemed like no one knew what she was playing.
I think,
like,
they were...
It did not have the usual reaction that it gets. Like,
no.
When she first starts singing a song, like, everyone kind of always, like, freaks out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like people were kind of like, wait, what?
I was shocked by that because I love that song.
I love it. It's a good song.
I think it's a beautiful song. It's not really a pump-up song.
No.
It's very slow vibes.
It's very interesting. It's one of her most unique sounding songs, I think. Underrated,
for
sure.
It sounds like it could be in, like, Big Little Lies.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we always say that every time we talk about it.
I think so, too.
Yeah. But it has such... It has, like, a mysterious tone, almost.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. Watching those reactions compared to watching, like, the crazier reactions. Mm-hmm. I mean, people went nuts.
Yes.
And I mean, I think this means it has to be on debut Taylor's version. No?
Crazier?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I
think
feel
and
like...
people were speculating that and wondering if she would ever, like, acknowledge it or bring it up or have it as, like, a vault track song or something. And I think, yeah. I think if she's bringing it back into the rotation, you know.
It has to be, right?
It won't be the last time we see Crazier.
Because when we did the Fearless deep dive, we talked about how Today Was a Fairy Tale. Mm-hmm. That wasn't on Fearless, obviously, but it was written during the time of Fearless, so she thought it would be perfect to add to, like, I think it was either the Platinum or Taylor's version.
Yeah,
I think it's
Platinum,
Taylor's version.
Think, yeah.
Oh, Platinum. Or probably both.
No, you're right. Taylor's version.
Taylor's version,
yeah.
And so I feel like that has to apply to Crazier. Like, it was written during the time of debut. It's perfect, and it's just, like, such a nostalgia factor, too. I feel like it just has to be a full track. I'd be so sad if it wasn't.
Excellent, excellent song.
Yeah.
I think the pop of... Oh, what?
Oh no, also, I was just going to say, in the Hannah Montana movie, I think you sent this to me.
Oh, yeah.
Till plays Travis.
Like, a guy named Travis that Hannah Montana is, like, singing to.
Yeah,
like,
which is so funny.
So insane.
Yeah.
Just somebody was saying that they're, we're not calling it Invisible String anymore. We're calling them Visible Ropes. Because they're so obvious.
That's hilarious. Wait, I love
which
that.
Which is so funny.
Yeah,
like,
that's
just
funny.
Hilarious. But yeah, that's crazy. Like, it's nuts. And I think that
also, did you see that they changed on Spotify from, like, Taylor Swift to Taylor Swift Deluxe Edition?
Yes, I did see that on the for her debut
album. Yeah, yeah.
So that's where I need to we need to start breaking some stuff down, because I think you know, everybody's obviously clowning right now, as always, but specifically we're clowning based on, like, social media patterns now, like times that she, like, posted certain emojis and then didn't post others and then, like, this and that and whatever. And we have a girl breaking everything down couple of things happening. June 13th, mm-hmm. the next show that she plays, it's Liverpool, is her 100th show.
Right.
So on the 13th, 100th show, apparently she's posting, this girl did the breakdown for Instagram, two city posts in a row. She posted like a soon emoji and then didn't post one on the third one. And then like the next show, she announced something. So this happened. This pattern has happened now, I think, with at least 1989.
Okay.
And maybe I think she said it happened with Speak Now, too.
Okay.
So and that she posted today about Edinburgh and it like follows the pattern still.
Mm.
So people think that the next that there'll be an announcement on the 13th and that it's going to be something. Also, you sent me that QR code that was like in Chicago or whatever, the 321, something about it all adds up, you know, to August 2nd is another day that's in play right now for like the release date of something. But with all of this debut talk, I'm wondering if like we're clowning for the wrong album, you know, like do we, it doesn't, I think we've all kind of like, like made this narrative up of like, she needs to take back her reputation and then her name.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. So I'm kind of confused, but I do think like 100th show on the 13th, like maybe not again, maybe it's not an announcement. Maybe it's not this, maybe it's not that, but I do think like it'll get acknowledged at the very least, the dates and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, and she said 87th show, she said 89th show. Like it only makes sense that she says 100th show.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. It just feels like everything's kind of been gearing up for something.
Yeah.
It will be very funny if she announces debut TV instead
of
reps.
I'm kind of mentally
or like
preparing
Beautiful
for
Eyes
that.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah, something ridiculous. I'm kind of preparing myself for that because I just think like, I think she likes messing with us also. Like it's just funny. And then, you know, of course, the rep bodysuits, the only thing she's worn, same bodysuit she wears every day, every week till it's falling apart, literally. But wait, question.
Yeah.
Separate from the clowning, what do you think, and reminded me when you said that the pop for It's Nice to Have a Friend was like not that big.
Yeah.
Do we think that the energy in the stadium was any different because it was light out the whole time?
I wanted to bring that up.
I kind of think maybe a little.
Yeah.
But not enough to like not react to this.
Yeah,
song,
I don't think
but
it
don't
would
know.
Be enough. But yeah, like seeing the Eras Tour in daylight is a little jarring. Like
for sure.
It's adds a different, it adds a different element to it, like especially
absolutely.
Seeing like the TTPD set,
mm-hmm.
and then like having like Karma and all that stuff, like all the midnights, like it should be dark, you know,
it should,
like
right.
just
it looks,
match
it just
the
looks
aesthetic.
Better in the dark,
yeah.
It looks better in the dark. It's
someone
like, it's,
said that it kind of looks like they're doing like the dress rehearsal when it's
totally,
in the daylight,
totally.
I mean, I don't think it like at the end of the day it doesn't matter. It also looked like it was freezing.
I saw it. Saw people were saying it was.
She like licked her booger.
It was yeah. No, I'm dying. She saw me.
Yeah, I know.
People were saying it was 10 degrees Celsius. So I had to, of course, because you know my metric over there.
What's that like?
50 degrees.
Yeah.
And so how'd you do that so fast?
Italy is in Celsius.
Oh wow!
So yeah.
Oh my God, smart. I feel like I need to get.
I'm pretty good
at
my Celsius. Is
I got good at it. Like when I'm over there, I pay attention. I like get good at it.
Yeah.
But then I forget as soon as
yeah,
I get home.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, like 50 degrees, which is freezing. She had gloves on at one point.
Yeah, it was really cold.
Set. Cold. People were saying it because her hair was not curling up.
Yeah.
My Bessie Charles texted me and was like, "Do we think she's wearing a wig? Her hair is too straight." I said.
I feel like your friend like, Charles is always trying to stir the pot.
He's always stirring the pot.
He's like,
he just loves a joke.
Yeah,
he loves
yeah.
absurdity. So
that's
I said,
very
I was
funny.
Like, no.
She's
I was like, it's
wig.
All about the humidity. I was like, I heard it's cold. And he's over there, but he's not all the way up in Scotland. He's over in Milan right now.
Oh, nice.
And so he didn't know that it was cold. And he was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I was like, but can you imagine if she was wearing a wig and it like flew off?
Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
I would
like,
pee my pants.
That's like everyone's worst nightmare, though. Like, if you're anyone wearing a wig, like...
Your wig flies off. It would just
oh
be...
Oh, my God.
It would be so would just, hilarious. Like, imagine Taylor in, like,
there's
a bald cap underneath
there's
the
no
wig.
Way you can
like,
even recover just, from that, either.
No, you can't. Like, you just have to do it in the wig. Like, it's just so funny. So hilarious. Like, I can't get over it. So anyway, I think that's, I'm trying to think what else is going on in Taylor's world because we have some other bitches I want to talk about today.
Oh.
Let's see.
I just have that she refused to sing until the fan got help. Did you see that?
She was like, she's always doing that. She's still doing that, which is something we talked about a little bit. I forgot if I was talking to you or your sister at our concert.
Because people were dropping like flies.
People were dropping like flies, which kind of didn't make sense because it was like not too hot and it was, you know, windy and like normal. And it seemed strange for people to be like, whatever.
I really hope this doesn't come off the wrong way when I say this.
Yeah.
Because I experienced this at the Mount Joy concert too.
Yeah.
And the artist just keeps having to stop because you don't want to be like the Travis Scott of the world where like you're ignoring your fans, whatever, and people need help.
Yeah.
I fear it has gotten to the point where fans know that it gets her attention.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it for attention, but it just seems like even if someone's feeling like a little faint or something, people are just automatically like, she needs help. She knows.
They're quick to react.
When you're in those settings, like usually like you kind of like, and then you're like, you come back and then you like remove yourself from the situation.
Right.
If you're feeling lightheaded, if you're feeling faint, like just you got to get out of there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like it's become this norm to like stop the show and have everyone freak out and shine their light when it probably isn't that big of a medical emergency.
Agreed. And also it feels like Sam at Hosier, I was looking into this a little bit and people were saying that they think it could be a combo of things. It could be a combo of that, which I do agree with that. I think that like people are so panicked about something going wrong, especially in a big place like that.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I've said before, I get kind of panicky at a concert.
Totally.
It's just a lot of people in one spot. You never know. Whatever. And so I get that, like, feeling of panic, whatever, and the quick reaction to, like, you know, oh, my God, we need help. I also kind of think, though, that or people were saying that they think that fans now, whether it be Taylor Swift or anyone in general, aren't like hydrating enough before shows. They're not eating enough before shows.
There's no concert etiquette.
There's like, they're not drinking water during the shows. And like that people are forgetting that you need to prepare before going to a concert. You can't just like show up as if it's no big deal, especially one as big as the Eras Tour, because it's going to be an assault on your senses the entire time.
I was like really not feeling well in the first like half of the concert in Paris because like it was hot and we didn't eat enough at all.
No, we didn't. Yeah. We did it wrong and we were drinking.
Like, and we were having a lot of champagne. Right. You have to eat, and Europe has no water. Like they have no accessible water.
They just like are never
water.
Drinking water. It's crazy.
It blows my mind.
I do like that about the United States. Obviously, it's like everywhere you go, it's like they basically pour the water down
everywhere.
Your throat,
thank
like,
God,
if your mouth
is
open. You know,
but I don't know. I really think it has stemmed from the Travis Scott incident, which makes sense because there needs to be better security and safety at concerts, 100%. But I feel like the using the flashlight for the attention for medical help has exceeded its purpose almost.
It's just a little jarring. I think it's right. It's like panicky. And when that happens and when she has to stop and it's multiple times per show, like it's every weekend.
Yeah. Like
every
if you're stopping the show, like someone should be like,
someone
call 911.
Completely.
Like, you know?
Also,
not just because you're feeling a little faint.
Exactly. I also think that it opens up the discussion again of the general admission and how maybe that's not it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't think that this happened at all when she was doing the U.S. tours.
No.
Like maybe it happened
once
or twice. Like, and that's, again, because we don't have general admission. There are specific assigned seats on the floors and there's clear pathways and everyone has like amount of space. And sure, people can't pack in and storm the stage or whatever.
You
but
can't
I just
have
don't
GA
think
for this big of a
tour.
It's too big.
And I think that, like, you know, if they were to take away the GA at all these European tours, or if they hadn't done it and they tried to set it up on the floor, people would have like been upset because that's what
they're used
to.
Yeah.
And I just kind of wish that they did, because I do think that that has a lot to do with it. The pushing and the panic.
And it also
and
just like
the screaming. Also people, the way that they sing when they scream and like, you know, some
right
people
in your face,
some people, sorry, excuse me. Some people will scream, sing it in the way that like you can't, you're losing all your breath. Like, you're not. Like, it's one thing just to be singing along, whatever, and it's another to be like full speed. You know what I mean? Like that shit. When you're singing like that and acting like that, your heart rate is elevated. Like everything's going on. You're packed by people. It's mob mentality. Everyone's doing the same thing. Like it's chaotic, and people have to remember that before they have to like stop the whole fucking
show. And also, I feel like you do a good job of this, of avoiding GA because you know that you don't
fit in
with it.
It's just not my bag.
Yeah.
I can't, like, unfortunately, that's not it. Would I love to be up on, like, next to the stage for, like, a minute? Yeah, sure. I'd love to be that close just to see. But I know that I can't be in a space like that for 3.5 hours. That's insane.
That's how I feel, too.
I can barely be on a crowded subway for 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
like, I can do GA, but I have to be in the back. Like, I can't push up close like that. I hate being in, like, the tin can
mashed
like
up.
That. It's awful. And
it feels scary.
It feels scary for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel like if you have second thoughts about like GA and being all up in there, like just do the seats. Like it's not worth.
There's not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, and if anything,
everything is good.
I did GA for Harry Styles, like the pit, and that's where you're fighting for your life with those girls. Because
you finna be in the pit.
No, you finna be in the pit, and those girls, they all think that Harry's gonna pick them out as out of the stage and bring them up and kiss
everyone
them on the lips.
Everyone wants to be one less lonely girl, but it's Harry Styles' girl. It's not.
So
he's not gonna pick you.
Everyone's up in arms, and also everyone is on their phone. So like everyone's just on their phones. You're seeing through other people's phone screens, which I find in GA, you don't get that in seats. Like
No.
It's a whole different experience.
People are more, right, like I it does feel a lot of the time that people go into GA so they can get the videos and then post them online and go viral.
Totally.
And, like, I get it, whatever, but I just, isn't anybody like just enjoying the show anymore? Like
I know.
I would take, you know, I took a bunch of video, obviously a million videos, but I'll take a video for like a second and then you put it away.
I try not to take too many videos now. And like, Taylor Swift is the only person that I have like repeatedly gone back and watched videos from concerts.
Same.
And like there's a few artists. Like I'll watch my videos from Noah Kahan every once in a while, but pretty much only Taylor.
Yeah.
So I've learned now, I'm like, okay, like I'm gonna videotape like my favorite moments, whatever, but I'm gonna try to not. And it just feels like, and I saw this video of like Chapel Roan at Gov Ball. Every single person is on their phone. Like,
everyone.
And everyone's making that joke like, oh man, like not a phone in sight. Like people just living in the moment.
Yeah. Everyone loves it in the moment.
Yeah. And it's just, it's gotten
so
sad because it just feels like no one.
It feels so,
no
it one's, feels very dystopian.
Like, yeah,
it feels,
does. Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But it's like, that's the world we live in. Is that everyone has their phone, everyone's recording, everyone's doing it. There's no way to like stop it, I guess. Like, I don't know.
I went to the weirdest.
People don't care. Like, people are like, whatever. Like, it's just, here I am. I'm holding this up. I'm
like,
doing my thing.
For social media, like, I don't know. I went to
we're all in a chokehold.
A Hans Zimmer concert.
Ooh.
In Switzerland.
Fun.
Yeah. Very cool. First time I ever smoked weed with my family, and I got really, really high
so
by
excited.
Accident. It was awesome.
Worse.
You guys don't know, Hans Zimmer is a
composer.
Score.
Yeah,
composer.
Yeah, yeah.
He writes like the music score for like Interstellar or The Lion King, like
Everything.
Whatever movie you think.
You
name
should know.
It.
If you don't know Hans Zimmer, Google him right now. You're behind. Open the schools.
Yeah.
Like you have to
no,
know.
No, literally
Hans
open
Zimmer.
The
yeah,
schools.
Yeah, yeah. Every
and
song you've ever loved, he's written.
I think it was Zurich we were in.
Wow.
And
how exciting.
Not a single person was on their phone.
Wow.
And me and my family were kind of like, recording like to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Like no one was on their phone. Like
wow.
No one really like cheered or anything. And then during intermission, everyone got up and got a vanilla ice cream cone.
Oh.
Yeah. They all lined up, got vanilla
How
ice
random.
Cream cones, and like
I
there was like sausages. And like that's it.
That's so random.
It was so crazy.
What a weird
and I was
place.
Like, wow, like everyone here is actually living in the moment.
Yeah.
But
wow,
yeah, it was very
nice.
It was very weird watching everyone like genuinely enjoy the concert. And
that
meanwhile, my dad's like, whoa, my God.
Check
like,
him out.
He's like high off his ass. Like, what the hell? Like,
that's so funny.
So funny. But
it's amazing.
People, I guess, need to take some concert etiquette from the Swiss because
they really do.
They were living in the moment.
I'm taking notes. But yes, of course, obviously all of this comes down to the lack of concert etiquette just in general.
I know.
And everybody just got it. You got to read up on concerts, like figure your shit out. We have to be better. We have to do our part. She's doing her part, putting on this show for us and, you know, laying it all on the field for us. And we have to do the same.
Yeah.
We have to fuel up, drink water, be normal.
Yeah.
Stop dropping. You know what I mean?
I want to go to Lollapalooza so bad. And I'm just like, the only reason I'm like hesitant is because I'm just like scared about the crowds.
It's
and I
be
know
crazy.
I'm the type of person that I attract the worst type of people next to me at concerts. I always get like either the couple violently making out or like someone who's bumping into me or just obnoxious people.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even imagine the people I'll get next to me at Lolla. And it's just like sad that like stuff like that is what's stopping
what's
you from going.
You from,
yeah.
Like enjoying a
show. Yeah.
Right. The people bumping into you, that is where I don't have, like, if I've had one sip of alcohol, I'm fighting somebody.
Dude,
like,
even when I'm like,
forget it. Like
rolling and like, you're supposed to be like, love one another, whatever. Like if a bitch is bumping into me or a dude, I'm like, if you touch me one more fucking time, I'm gonna kill you.
I am quick to the bitch out. Like, I'm like, I'll be like, excuse me. Like, it's quick. And I don't know why my temper is really like, it's,
well,
it's
because
just,
it's like
I have the
personal
shortest fuse for that.
And if someone's bumping into you and like so obviously,
and it's just rude and stupid.
It's just rude and it's
why
inconsiderate.
The fuck would you it's completely inconsiderate. It drives me insane. I would never act that way. And it, also, if I ever bump into someone in a situation, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I'm, I didn't mean it. Like, I step on someone and then I feel sick to my stomach for like an hour because
And then you're like staring at them
night.
Like, do they hate me? Like, do
completely. People need to start acting like that. Honestly, people need more anxiety, I think. About acting like an asshole. All right, let's take a quick break to chat about a brand of mine that's one of my favorites. It has been for a long time. Quince. We love Quince. I personally, when traveling, I love to wear like a little matching sweatsuit. Okay?
Oh yeah,
like
totally.
A little matching something. I'm always freezing on the plane. I'm always cold. And to be honest, not even just traveling on a plane, like traveling in a car, traveling, you know, planes, trains, automobiles, wherever you're going. I love it. And Quince was completely had my back with this adorable, adorable cashmere set. Maroon. Obsessed, obviously. And I've worn it so many times now that it's just like a second skin. Like, I, it's like constantly in my laundry to wash because I'm always wearing it and it's just fantastic and I love it. And I think that you guys need to go and peruse the website and find something for yourself because it's fabulous. And so, I know that whenever I'm getting ready for a trip or anything like that, it's very stressful trying to figure out what to pack.
Yeah.
I am a procrastinator. I am the worst. I always pack like a couple hours before. I just can't get my stuff together. But thankfully, Quince has my back when it comes to just the travel outfits.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Honestly, all my outfits, like everything. Basics, things like that. It's fabulous. It's go-to for high-quality vacation essentials and to help with packing for trips to come.
Mm-hmm.
There are premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops. A washable silk top?
Hard to come by.
Hard to come by,
yeah.
And the best when you do. I love a washable silk top. I'm not even kidding. Premium luggage options as well. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands,
love.
Which is so clutch. And again, the quality is fabulous.
Yeah.
Partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Love.
We love that. Sustainable.
Mm.
For us, for our,
yeah,
sustainable,
I mean,
for our wallets.
No, literally. For sustainable real. For our wallets, sustainable mm-hmm. for, I feel like I spend so much money buying clothes, I wear it once. Mm-hmm. Like, Quince makes it so much easier, like, on my mind.
Absolutely.
Like, being like, oh, I'm, like, you know, contributing less to waste.
Exactly. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which is just excellent. We
huge.
All love that, obviously.
Yeah.
So go ahead and pack your bags with high-quality essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Keegs for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Wow, that's nice.
Huge.
I didn't even know that until I saw this because you never know. Sometimes you get something, you want to wear it, you're trying it, and maybe it's like a little too small or a little too big and you're on the fence and you don't want to commit, but you can always return it or exchange it, do whatever you need. And so just go ahead and head to Quince, Quince.com/Keegs to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Keegs. But I'm glad that we're talking about this as well because what I wanted to bring up, we have two women I would like to highlight today. First is Chapel Roan.
Love.
We have talked about Chapel Roan. You have always been like, you gotta get on her. I'm finally in.
Yes.
I'm in my Chapel Roan moment.
Yes.
Red Wine Supernova.
It's banger.
Cannot stop listening to
baby,
it.
Baby, why don't you come over? Red Wine Supernova. Fall right into me. Okay, girls, let's pick it up.
I don't care that you're a stoner. Red Wine Supernova. Falling into me.
I love it.
God,
yeah,
so good.
Back in my
literally,
house,
I
got
it.
California
King. Like,
love
I've
it. I know I've chills
everywhere.
Too.
Like, I love it. I
she's
love it.
She's so good.
And I knew that I would love her, especially because you suggested, and everybody loves her, obviously.
Yeah.
And I knew that I would. I just needed to, like, I think I finally pride myself out at the TTPD clutches. Like,
yeah.
I've like, started listening to other music again. And I'm like, okay. But, which is good. And I've just been listening to it on repeat all weekend. And she performed at Gov Ball.
Mm-hmm.
first time that I was like, damn, I kind of wish I was there. Like,
I know.
You're just talking about how the crowds are insane, and that video of everybody like crowded around for her set.
Crazy.
Is nuts.
Crazy.
And
she should be the headliner at this point.
She really should. Yeah. Like, it's nuts how many people are coming out in droves for her, and I love to see it.
Yeah,
I love to see someone on the rise who deserves it.
Yeah.
And she is a performer.
Oof.
She came out in an Apple dressed like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
and
she was like holding a fat joint. Yeah.
Just like loving it. And I just was awesome.
Obsessed with her.
She's really cool and just great music, and people are loving her. So I just, shout out to her.
Shout
out. Do you think that, she's outside of the Taylor Swift realm, but I do think that she could like fit in with that crew.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
So, like, you know.
I think her and Sabrina Carpenter are like good friends.
They're like friends,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, I hope, obviously we're starting to see a lot of her.
I don't know if they're friends.
I have no idea.
I know
idea.
That her and Olivia Rodrigo are really close because she opened for Olivia.
Right, that's right.
But like, I feel like I've seen a picture of Chapel and Sabrina together at something. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'm sure like all those girls are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe crossing paths at the very least. But I think that she is doing all the big shows, right? Like, she doing Lala?
Yeah, she's doing Lala. Yeah.
So her star is gonna keep rising, and I love it. I love to see it.
Yeah.
I kind of selfishly hope that it stays at a point where like the conversation could happen that maybe she's like a surprise opener of Taylor, like at some point, because she hasn't announced all of her openers,
right?
And I don't necessarily think that will happen.
That'd be crazy.
It'd be crazy if
it did. Yeah.
And I think it'd be really cool. And so I'm just gonna keep my eyeballs.
I wonder if she likes Taylor Swift.
I wonder that too.
Yeah.
I feel like she would never talk shit.
Yeah.
I wonder though if that's the vibe she's going
for. Yeah. You know I know. I mean? I wonder too. Like,
she might want to be outside of that, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She might not want to harness the Swiftie audience just yet.
Right.
But everybody wants that Swiftie audience at the end of the day. It's a massive audience. So it's not bad people to have on your team. I know. And so that's great. We love her. Eyes on her. Obsessed. The next person I want to bring up is Sabrina Carpenter.
My baby.
Sabrina
my little
Carpenter
queen.
Is putting summertime on her back.
Yeah.
And making sure that we're fed, making sure that we are feeling good. And she's like curing my depression. Like, she is pulling me out of this funk. Like, I am so grateful for Sabrina Carpenter. She's so creative. She's so talented.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. Please, Please, Please came out over the weekend. Her new
banger.
song/music video starring her boyfriend,
Barry.
And I have watched the video 20 times.
A million
maybe
times.
Maybe more. Maybe
yeah.
more.
Like, peak I just, Barry. She was like, oh, you guys like maybe weren't sure if my boyfriend's hot. Like, let me show you how hot Barry is.
I'm going to show you just how hot he is.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Which I want it on record. I have always thought he was hot. I have always been on the Barry train since Eternals. Hot.
Yes, Kelly.
He was hot in Eternals.
Wait, yes. He was so hot in Eternals.
I clocked him in Eternals.
Yes.
But with something about Barry is like, I'm a fan of him as an actor, and I always have been, because he plays a really good like creep. Like,
he plays
a good weirdo, and I love a weird movie.
Yeah.
So he is in a movie called Killing of a Sacred Deer with Colin Farrell, Nicole Kidman, and it's like a crazy like creepy movie. If you're
A24,
if you're into weird fucking movies, like, watch it. It's really good. But he plays like a creepy kid, kind of. And he's not really a kid. He's like just
he's
lives
like with, he poses lives, as a kid, right?
Yeah, he like lives with his mom. So it's like that's the vibe. But no, he's like a, you know, but he is like, the thing about him is that he's just different looking. And he was a lot younger then and like skinnier and whatever. So he just like looks different. But for some reason, like, mesmerizing. Like, I've always thought there's something like mesmerizing about his face and his expressions and the way he acts. Like, it's just so like, I can't look away.
Do you know Quenlyn Blackwell? She's a TikToker.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, something about that guy Barry. She said perfectly. She was like, he's giving uncanny. Like, he's giving jarring.
Yes.
Like, every
that
time, like, he's
it's
just
like an uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Thing.
Like, you've just like, never seen
know.
Anything like him.
Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I've always really liked him and like thought he was so talented and whatever. And then I saw Eternals and I was like, okay, well, he's arrived. He's hot.
Yeah.
And I thought everybody was on the same page. So when Saltburn came out, I watched that and I was like, still hot, even hotter now. And people were like, what? He's a freak. I was like, no. Everything about this is hot. Like, dig deep. Think about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Beyond. And so when he started dating Sabrina, I was like, oh my God, perfect. Two hot people, weirdos, talented, like
shorties.
Amazing. Shorties, like love it. And so I was shocked when people were like kind of shitting on him. And just because I thought we were all on the same page, like
decided
that he was hot. And but now it's clear after the Please, Please, Please video came out, the response of everybody being like, oh, okay, I should have trusted Sabrina with the vision. Like, we knew, yeah. we should have known. And I'm like, yeah, you should have known.
Yeah.
Because, wow.
It's great music videos. Great video. Very funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm obsessed with her outfits. Like, she always has the best outfits. Like, she is... like so cunty and so cute.
I think it's
and so slay.
She's so tiny. Like, yeah. If I were to wear any of those outfits, like I'd look like a freak. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
like I'd look like a. I don't know. Like her, that cutie little outfit she's wearing with the cropped button up, which I have, by the way. I have one of those, and I've never worn it because I look like a freak. Yeah. Like, it's just not that cute little thing with like her Miu Miu skirt.
Yeah,
and, like,
so
you know,
cute.
Her shoes are insane.
And her like performance outfits are always so cute
too. Yeah.
I love how she always has like heart cutouts in her outfits. They're just,
it's adorable. Very flattering. Just like, she's so cute. And so, but yeah, the hair, the makeup, the outfits in the video, the like acting, to be honest, like her own acting, like the way she's talking and moving and stuff.
Yeah.
It's captivating.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And Gia, we gotta give credit where credit is due. Jack Antonoff.
Yeah.
Jack
I know.
Antonoff. He heard Fights talking shit.
I know. And he's like, oh.
And he was like, oh, really, bitch?
Yeah, really?
Here's another
bop. Yeah, I know.
And it's not Taylor, so it's me, actually.
Yeah,
I'm proud of him.
It's funny. I saw a tweet. They were like, the Tay daughters have gotten their adoptive fathers.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think Gracie Abrams' new album that's coming out is like all produced by Aaron Dessner.
Yes. And which I also love.
Yeah. And so
her new song is great too. Gracie's
new
song.
Oh, my God. Close to You is
Close
so
to you.
Good.
Really
yeah.
Good.
And
that's
Risk is so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you listen to Charli XCX's new album?
No, not yet.
Oh,
she's on my list.
It's a bit. It's
her
pretty
Billie.
Good, actually.
I have to listen to Billie too.
Okay.
I know the Birds of a Feather. Yeah, song, yeah, everybody yeah. Sings it, but I have to listen to more of that.
Oh, you'll love Billie's album.
I know I will.
My God.
And I've just been waiting for like a good moment to listen. I started a playlist on Spotify called Sparkling Summer.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I've been putting things on it. Number one is Red Wine Supernova.
Obviously.
Number two is Gracie Abrams. Number three is
Please. Yeah, yeah. I've been in a three-peat. Of Please, then Close to You, and then Talk by Charli XCX.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a banger.
People are loving that too.
Yeah.
I've heard snippets, but yeah. I haven't heard the whole thing. Charli XCX is another one who I feel flies under the radar as like one of the most popular artists ever.
She's super popular. I don't think you kind of forget.
Like, she's been around forever.
Yeah.
Like, forever, forever. And
I don't feel like
her.
I'm cool enough for her.
Same.
You know
I
what I mean?
Like,
because I just, like, don't really. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
I also, like, I get her sound, but I don't, like, it's not the type of music that I always listen to, like, the kind of like club, like beat, like
it's great in the club.
Yeah, yeah.
Great
oh
in
yeah.
The club.
But I really, really like the new album. She actually has like this song that's like with that club beat, but it kind of talks about how she like might like want a kid, and she like doesn't know like
aww.
If her life is fulfilling and like if life has purpose, like whatever. It's like kind of a crazy song.
Oh my God.
And like a fun beat. Yeah. But
okay.
It's really good. Yeah.
I'll have to listen. I really do like her. Well, people forget, or I did until recently, somebody put like a, it's like a 10-year anniversary of Fancy with Iggy Azalea and Charlie.
Yeah.
And I like forgot how fucking good that song is. Like, I was like, wow, this song is
it's
the
hilarious.
Best. Like, just, oh man. Iggy Azalea too. Well, she had a lot of moments in the sun. Mm. But you know, I miss her. But I think that we get that vibe. Like, we're getting it back. And again, it's summertime. We finally had these like summer hits. And I feel like we're you know, more and more people are putting out good music.
Yeah.
I just love to see it.
Still
also,
like so many more new albums to come.
Also, all women. Where are the men?
No, it's
where
crazy.
Are the men?
Where are they?
Like, no, I'm not complaining, but where are the men? Like, do they feel bad that they're just getting like stomped
it's
through
crazy.
The ground? Like, is any man putting out new
I'm
music
wondering
right now?
Where Harry
or maybe I'm just not seeing it.
I'm wondering where Harry Styles is. Like, he's been MIA for money. I mean, that's not true because he was on tour for like 3 fucking years straight.
He was on tour for a long time.
But
so
he hasn't put out a new album since 2021, did?
Is that when
did Harry
as it was? No, no.
What was the name of the album? Harry's House.
Harry's House. Duh.
Yeah, I think
that
was 2021. I want
to
say 2022.
Okay,
2022.
That makes more sense. I was going to say because I saw him last fall, I think, or maybe I saw him right away. I went to MSU.
May 20th, 2022.
Got it. I saw him the fall of that same year.
Yeah. So then, a little over 2 years, which isn't that crazy actually, but like,
no.
I feel like. I don't know. I feel like it's time for him to come out with something.
Totally.
He's been in Italy, bopping around.
Maybe we're spoiled brats because Taylor just gives us
everything
we want all the time.
That's
so
true.
Maybe we're not being realistic. Oh my God. Another woman we have to highlight. Ariana Grande, new music video.
Oh yeah, Boy's Mine.
Boy's
so
Mine,
good, yeah.
Starring Penn Badgley.
Yeah.
Amazing. Great video.
He's so hot in that too.
He's so hot. He's so hot all the time. I liked that song. but I like it more with
yeah,
the video.
Yeah, me too. I like and it I more like, with the oh, video yeah, now. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah.
Like, people are saying that like music videos are back. Like, oh, totally. Music videos with plots yeah, are back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's just great. Yeah. So, love that.
I know. I can't remember Ariana's the last time great. I was like anticipating a music video.
Me neither.
But when I saw that Sabrina and Ariana were coming out with the same day, and Billie, I think, released hers.
Did she put a video out? I didn't
yeah,
see.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if it came out the same day or the day before, because I watched it in the office, so I think
oh,
it
shit,
came
I
out like a little
watch.
Bit before. It's very good. Nat Wolff is
oh,
in
I
it.
Love
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. So
ooh,
some,
I
great,
love him.
Some great, some great co-stars wow. in these music videos. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Nat Wolff always makes me think of Hereditary.
Right, I know. Or is that Nat or Alex? I think it might be Nat.
I think it's Nat.
Yeah, one of the crazier.
I like
Toni Collette.
Brothers.
Like, really deserved an Oscar
Yo,
for
Toni
Hereditary.
Collette. She's an excellent.
She's
actress.
An excellent actress.
So
yes,
good.
So talented.
What was she in recent? Oh, Knives Out. Knives Out. She was fantastic
Fabulous.
Too.
Yeah.
Everything she's in, I just love her. She's kind she's of another.
I
one.
Am your mother.
Yeah, yeah. And she gets her face.
Oh yeah.
She's kind of another one who is like uncanny. Like,
totally.
Something about like
totally.
Looking at her, I'm like,
but
I'm
she
mesmerized.
She
kind of
looks like Allison Janney.
She totally does.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
Totally does. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, she most underrated mm-hmm. performance ever. One of the best monologues ever given
Absolutely.
By an actor/actress.
Absolutely.
Hereditary. If you like scary movies, watch it.
Watch
if you don't,
it.
Definitely don't.
Yeah, definitely don't watch it.
It is fucked up.
It's a fucked up movie. So one of my brother and I's favorite movies, I got him for Christmas, I found something online that was like a book of the script for Hereditary.
Yeah.
And it was like done up nice whenever
oh,
I got
sick.
That for him for Christmas. And we were just like loving it. Like
yeah.
I like went through the whole thing.
A24 does
him.
A really good job of yeah. like making like fun stuff for
it
those
was cool.
movies.
It was
yeah.
a really cool thing. It was like a memento. Yeah, look that up if you're interested. They had a bunch of other ones too, not just Hereditary.
We
they
just
had a bunch of like A24 ones.
I watched it with like two of my friends, like very we were like, oh, like let's watch this.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then we're like, what the fuck?
And you're like, I don't know what we're doing
oh my
here.
My God, yeah. Like, my life was changed. Anytime I hear someone, like, click their tongue now, I'm
oh,
like,
forget
oh,
it.
My God.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Liam was doing that. Liam was, like, walking around clicking his tongue before. And
you're
I
like,
almost said, all right,
like, be careful.
Are you going to get your head chopped yeah, off? Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. But,
yeah, someone gets their head chopped off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. But okay, good. Okay, so we have plenty to do. Plenty of music videos to watch, songs to listen to
yes.
if you haven't already. And we're just trucking right along with summertime.
Yeah, yeah.
Very excited about it.
What was I going to say? I don't. Oh, Liverpool. My friend will be boots on the ground for
oh,
June 21st, the
Fabulous.
First London show.
Oh, I think... Yeah. Charles is going to be boots on the ground as well, but
oh,
I'm not
yes,
sure.
Charles.
I'm not sure which show, but I will.
Okay.
I'll follow up because he'll give us updates.
Okay, cool.
As well, if it's
yeah.
a different night, that'd be
perfect.
Nice if we had all
right. Then we'll
covered.
Have double boots on the ground.
I gotta see. I'll check. I'll just have to send the bat signal up to my London friends and see who's going.
Right.
Or people that we know. Who do I'm asking? I'm like, let me know if you're going to these shows. Yeah. I want if you know me, let me know if you're going to these shows.
Oh yeah.
I do want to know like. These shows feel important. Like it's just something
I know.
About it.
Something about the London shows.
We're
has
gonna
an
get
aura.
Like she's definitely gonna do a So Long London. She's definitely gonna do like right.
She has to.
Has to.
Right.
And then what was another one? Oh, The Black Dog. People are saying she's probably gonna sing that. I hope it's Shitty in the Black Dog.
It'd be crazy.
I like need to hear the whole crowd.
Yeah.
And I hope it's Shitty in the Black Dog. When someone plays a starting line and you jump up, but she's too young to know this song that was intertwined in the magic fabric of our dreaming.
I love
old oh.
tail between your legs, you're leaving. Love that.
So good.
Chills again.
You know, I know, seriously. Yeah. But like, right? Like those songs probably
yeah,
have to come
she
out.
Yeah, she had, yeah. But also
we'll
maybe
see.
Like Liverpool, she could do Black Dog, I feel like maybe.
Liverpool, I think. Because
it fits the London, it fits
anywhere
the vibe.
In, anywhere
yeah.
in like England.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
think.
Yeah.
So like Liverpool,
the lakes.
London. I was gonna say it, and then I didn't want to say it out loud. We're definitely losing the lakes. Like,
yeah, we're probably going to lose
I bet
the lakes.
She sings it in Liverpool.
She did it in, what,
close.
Minneapolis or Detroit? I think Detroit.
Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
That makes
it
sense. The Lake
after,
State. Yeah.
It was literally 1 week after MetLife.
Oh, really?
It was devastating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we'll probably lose the lakes. I'm wondering, what if she really does,
quick.
Like, the Lakes So Long London
No, I will die.
Mashup?
Here's the thing. Liverpool is by the lakes.
Ooh.
Like, or let's see. Before I go too deep into that.
Take me to the lakes where all the poets went to die. I don't belong.
My beloved, neither do you. I'm like, I think, oh, I'm not brain dead today. I'm like doing great, but whatever. And I just typed in Google, the lakes locations. What? That makes no sense.
Yeah, the lakes.
England.
England. Isn't it called like Lake Windermere. Country?
Windermere Peak. Those Windermere peaks look like a perfect place to cry. I don't belong. Windermere.
I want to roar peasants' head prose. I want to watch wisteria grow right under my bare feet. Because I haven't moved in weeks.
Yes, I'm right. Okay. So Liverpool's here. And the lakes, Windermere is up here.
Okay, perfect.
So it's close.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, you know, we're losing it. And, yeah, and it's okay. It's okay, obviously. You know, I'm sad, but I look forward to seeing the performance.
It's funny.
There's not a doubt in my mind that she doesn't play it. Right
oh, yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Like, that would be crazy to not play it right there.
She,
I should have thought about that.
Or someone tweeted, like, that picture of that girl freaking out over Exile is like every day I become more and more understanding of this girl. You know what? Yeah, that's so true.
So true. We talked a lot of shit about that girl.
Yeah.
I agree. And it's obviously like we still are in the habit of saying like, oh, we lost it. We lost it. Even though she can play them as many times as she wants. But it does. It's still fun to make it. It's fun to be joking. And I just think, I think we're getting a lot of favorites coming up. Mm. It also looks like London, I don't know about Liverpool, I haven't really done the research, but London is pulling out all stops as well. They're renaming like an area in London, like Taylor Swift Village.
Love.
They did the same like activation that they did in Paris with the friendship bracelets that went over the Eiffel Tower, and they have it going over Big Ben.
Cute.
With like all the friendship bracelets falling on top of it, you know?
Yeah.
And so they have that going. There's a lot of shit happening in London. They're really pulling it out for her too.
Yeah. I feel like.
They do love her, but I also was kind of surprised. Like, it just feels like, Like,
you
I
think
just,
London's gonna take Joe Alwyn's side?
Never, but it's like hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Like it's just, I don't know, something about it so
London
funny, so.
Will never be caught dead wearing a Conversations with Friends lanyard. No, they wouldn't.
Yeah. But I think that's about it for her and for what's upcoming. I'm really excited to see. Let's see exactly what day are the shows, because I guess the 13th. Mm. 13th is a Thursday. So yeah. So I think she's doing like 13, 14, 15. Like it's just goes all weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we shall see what happens.
Very excited.
We'll record our next episode before this all happens. So you're going to have to, keep your eyes peeled for our reactions and such. Fingers crossed something happens. Remember that our Thursday episode will be our call-in episode.
Yep.
So if you want to call in either or send a text or whatever, the number is
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
Leave us a voicemail, send us a text, message us on the Taylor Watch Instagram.
Yes, please.
Follow us everywhere, subscribe everywhere.
Yes.
Love you guys so much and see you on Thursday.
Love you, queens.
Bye.